We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach, Dalad Sif Hei. Ishi Shemesu Shnei B'nai Machus Mila. If a woman had two sons who passed away because of the Bris Mila procedure, Shenirka Mila Kishas Koicham, so it looks like the Mila is affecting their physical strength. Ein Malas Ashlishi, we don't do bris for the third child, until he gets stronger. And the halacha here is that even though normally when it comes to chazaka, we wait for three times, here, because it's a question of sakanas tefashas, after two times we already are concerned. If there's a woman who lost a child during bris mila, and her sister had a similar experience, as I gam shara choyus, then the other sisters in that family, la yimula b'neim, should not make a bris for their children, ash yigdlu v'schasku, until they become older and stronger. Sevav tenik shenela b'nei shmashas, uktsas koidim, a child that's born b'nei shmashas, or a little before b'nei shmashas, yasa shelas chachim, a question they need to discuss with a rav, masa yomel, when to do the bris mila. Tenik shemes koidim shenimel, if a child died before he even had a bris mila, whether it was before he was 8 days old or after, a bris is done for him next to his kever, next to his where he's buried, to remove the orla, which is a cherpa, he should not be buried when he still has orla. It's something that we, Klal Yisrael, are very concerned about the orla. But at such a bris mila, we don't make a bracha. Avakarim shem lezacher. We do call a boy a name. Shirachmu min hashemayim, that they should have rachmanas min hashemayim. V'yichye b'tchiyas hameisim, and he should have tchiyas hameisim. V'siyah b'idei l'haka ova v'imoy, that he should have the intelligence to recognize his parents by tchiyas hameisim. V'shachol l'mala kavru b'arlasai, if they forgot to do bris mila and he was buried that way. In this miyad, shadayin in lochish nesnava v'kerva, if they remembered immediately before, there's a concern that the body began to decompose. Tzricham of toichas kever, we open up the kever again, ulamoylein. Avalim loy niskru ad eze yom lachamoysai, but if they only remember that they didn't do this until it's a number of days after he passed away and was buried, en leftoichas kever, that we shouldn't open up the kever for this purpose. Sifhei noyagin, last a suda b'yom ha-mila. The meaning is to make a suda on the bris mila. There's certainly, as we've learned, an issue to make the bris mila as early as possible, because reza magdim la mitzvahs. There is a question amongst the paiskim if we should also make reza magdim la mitzvahs for the suda, or for the suda, we should maybe even make it later in the day, in a time when we know that there'll be more people attending the bris. Shekel mitzvah, shekel Yisrael b'simcha, every mitzvah the Klal Yisrael accepted to do with simcha. K'mayim mitzvah mila, as we know, how Avram Avinu, and in all generations, Klal Yisrael took upon himself this incredibly important mitzvah. Adayin oisah b'simcha, we still do the bris with simcha. K'siv in the pasuk says, sos anoyche alim rasecha, v'darshinu zu mila. Umi she'ef shalai las suda haguna. Somebody could make a nice bris meal, makametz ve'ena oisin, he holds back, and he doesn't make the bris el b'kofa minis nesika, coffee and cake, chedayim alayaf oisa, he's not acting appropriately. Mishim ezam noisin l'sudas bris mila, somebody who's invited to a suda of a bris mila, v'yidei sheyesha menashim huganim, and he knows that the other people attending a fine people, mechuyev gam hula lechas, he has to go to that bris. And if he even goes, if he doesn't go, he is considered like he's in cherim, and for that he was invited to sudas mitzvah and didn't attend. And that's why the Pesach Tshuva says the minig is that we don't invite people to a bris mila, we only notify them of the bris mila, because if they'll be invited, then they must attend. However, the Marshag's opinion is that this issue of not attending a Sudas Bris Mila if you were invited is only if there won't be a minyan without you. If there'll be a minyan anyway, it's not so severe. A Talmud Chacham who's learning or somebody who's involved in doing a mitzvah, and some say even going to a job is a mitzvah to support your family, then the halacha is that he could have an excuse not to attend. But if what's all possible is to eat something or take some food from the bris milah, that you saw somehow it participated in the bris milah. The minig is to make what we call a shalom zacha on the Friday night before the bris. The reason we make a shalom zacha is because the child, Baruch Hashem, survived childbirth, and this is the suda haidah of thanking Hashem. Another reason is we are consoling the child. We know the Gemara Masechet Nida says that when a child is in its mother's womb, they teach him the entire Torah, and now he forgets it. So to console him, we make this suda, and that's why beans are served at this suda, because that's a food that Avelim also eat. There's a meaning that the night before the bris milah, the kaps from the beis atinak, we gather in the home of the child. We learn Torah, Vayisken Tzasuda. We make a meal. It doesn't have the din of a Sudas Mitzvah. Shein Ela Minig Ba'alma, it's only a Minig. There are those that light candles at that Suda. There's some that have candles on the whole night because the child needs a special Shmira that night from the Mazikim. And that's why the Minig is that Krishma and Pesukim of Torah and Tilim are said. And that's why some are up all night, or at least till Chatzos, learning next to that child. All that should be a shmir for the child. Hilchos Siman Kuf Samach Dalad, Hilchos Pidyon Bechor. Mitzvah say, I'll call Ish Yisrael. There's a mitzvah on every Jewish person, Sheyiftim Mikoynes Benoi, that he should have his son who's redeemed, Shebechor Li'imai, that this child is a firstborn male to his mother, with Chamisha Sloim. The mitzvah is that we are showing that our firstborn child has a special kedusha. Just like we know the mitzvah Bikurim represents that the first fruits that grow, we give them to the Kohen to show that the kedusha is. And the Arizal says that by fulfilling this mitzvah and attending a Pidyon HaBen, it's a school to have Ruach HaKodesh and to be able to succeed in all types of endeavors. And he says, B'schus the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, Klai Yisrael were able to go into Yisrael. Umat Be'eh Shalom Tzok She'eh Kol Kach, Ad She'eh B'kulam, the coins that I use have to equal Chamish Loit V'shlish Kurs of Tzuruf, that amount of silver. V'yochlit L'koyim Shach Feitzim, halachically, we could give the coin other things of value, that Shiyam Shom Kach, that are all equal altogether this much silver. Avaloika Kosh Ashtaris, we should not give them coin property or banknotes. Ulaloch ain't point Mishtaris Kesef. Luken ain't point Mishtaris Kesef. We shouldn't use even cash for Kidyon HaBen. The Neugen Lasa Sudam, it's Zeus, and we make a Suda by this. The Aloch is that we shouldn't use cash. If one did use cash, the Mechsalazah says he should do the Kidyon HaBen again, without a bracha. If somebody used a check, then it's completely irrelevant, and he should do the Pidyon HaBen again, even with a bracha. The Zudachoyva Rebbe quotes or Pichas Mikoritz that somebody who goes to a Pidyon HaBen, it's the equivalent as if he fasted 84 fast days. The Sibbeis also l'kayin l'achat shifte menes b'noi. If somebody said to one coin, you're going to be the coin that I'm using for Pidyon HaBen, also l'achsaboy, he can't back out on that. And if he asked the coin to be the coin, and then the coin wasn't around, and he asked the second coin, but then the first coin showed up, it goes to the first coin. But if there's a person who's a kohen you have a special relationship with, and then he wasn't around, so you asked a different kohen, and then the kohen that you have a special relationship came, and everybody knows that that's the kohen you would have asked, then you may retract who you asked the kohen. But if you didn't use the kohen that you were supposed to, still hareza padu, the child is considered properly redeemed. We don't do pinyan aben until the child is at least 30 days old. On day 31, we make the pinyan aben. Immediately, not to delay the mitzvah. However, we don't do pinyan aben on Shabbos or Yontif. We do pinyan aben. We do the pinyan aben by day. If day 31 passed and you didn't do the pidyon aben, or day 31 was a Shabbos or Yom Tov or a fast day, yesh liftoy is taker belayla, then we do the pidyon aben immediately the night afterwards, la'achrov, the night after that day. V'lemtino ad l'mocha, don't wait for tomorrow, la'hashis ha'mitzvah, to delay the mitzvah anymore. The father brings the baby, the bechor, to the kohen. The minig is that the mother brings the baby first, and then after she brings the baby, she gives it to the father. The minig is that the child is brought on a silver platter with gold and silver jewelry adorning him. And there's a special skula that somebody who lends this silver platter for the purpose of the mitzvah pinyan aben. It's a big skula for all types of yeshuas that he may need. And we notify the kohen shepater, rechem le'imaya Israel's, that he's a first child, first son born to a mother who's Yisraelis. And as we learned, we bring silver or something equal to silver, chamish shloim, we put it in front of the kohen. The minhag is that the kohen sits at the head of the table while the pinyan aben is taking place. He says to the kohen, "This is my son who's a bechor." And then the child is put down in front of the kohen. The kohen shalos, and the kohen asks him, "Why would you prefer your son or the money?" Even though the poskim say it's really not a very pertinent question. The pidyon aben is not that you have a choice to give the child to the kohen or the money to the kohen. That's not what happens to the pidyon aben. The pidyon aben is that you have to give the kohen the money. But to show the importance of this mitzvah, that's why it's done in such a fashion that people should see how much the father, the parents appreciate the opinion, the opportunity to do the mitzvahs. Who am I? And the father responds, "I would prefer to, of course, do the mitzvah opinion aben. As the father still holding the money, before he gives him the kain mevarich, asher kedushanim and tzoysov v'tzivanu opinion haben. We make that bracha. The money should be held in the right hand." And we make the bracha before we give it to the kohen, because the halacha is that all brachas are recited over the siyasin. The bracha is always recited before we make the bracha. And the halacha is that even if you can make the bracha, if you forgot beforehand, you can make it afterwards. V'gam shechyanu, and we make the shechyanu. Then we immediately give the money to the kohen. V'kohen noitlas hakesav, the kohen takes that money, and he encircles the child head, and then he puts his hand on the child's head, the halacha is that when you make this bracha, you should have kavana, that this child is being the kind of the mitzvah of pinyan aben. Particularly, it's a mitzvah that comes so infrequently because there's so many conditions that have to be met that this child, that we have a pinyan aben. The father has to be Yisrael, the mother has to be Yisraelis, there has to be a first born, that there were no miscarriage before. Of course, that the first child should have been a boy, and it has to be a boy that's born naturally. When the Shachianu is made, the halach is that whoever's making Shachianu, if it's the father making Shachianu, should have in mind the Kohen, or vice versa. The Vim Ein Yod Yaim, Vakam Avarach, a kosh yain, then we make a brach on a cup of wine. Vim Ein Yain, if there's no wine available, Mavarach Hashem Mashkim Shurigilim Shasham, make a brach on a different beverage. Avlat Shrich Lass Opinion Kohen Til Shadayim, Lasuda, we should always make, then we should make the pinyon before we wash. If we're going to make a bari priya goffin, so even if everybody washed on bread, if you're drinking wine in the middle of a meal, you make a new bari priya goffin. Other beverages don't obviously have that halacha. The halacha preferably is that the pinyon should be done after people wash for the meal, because again, that brings more persumi milsa to the pinyon aben. But of course, we should just wash and start the meal before the actual pinyon. But most of the meals should be eaten after the actual pinyon takes place.